Hello, fellow listeners. Today's session of Sports in Radio Havana, Cuba will be dedicated to the Cuban athletes' performances in the Pan Am Games in Lima 2019. Let's start with the marathon, because Cubans Dailin Belmonte and Yudislavis Castillo finished nowhere close from the podium in this edition of the Pan Am Games marathon. Belmonte finished the race in 2 hours, 45 minutes, and 8 seconds, while Castillo finished 16th in her first official marathon by stopping the clock in 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 51 seconds. After the race, Belmonte told the press, "The race had a faster pace as I thought. I kept my rhythm to see what I could do, but that's the way sports are. We have good days and we have bad days. I could not get a medal, but I ran with everything I had." The marathon's winner was Peruvian Gladys Tejeda, while American Bethany Sackleben and Angie Orjuela from Colombia completed the podium. In some boxing news, after more than 2 months of inactivity in the ring, Cuban welterweight Roniel Iglesias made his debut in this edition of the Pan American Games in Lima 2019 with a victory that has guaranteed him a bronze medal in the boxing competition. Iglesias' teammates also advanced to semifinals after winning their respective bouts. "It had been a long time since I had stepped into the ring in an official bout, and I am pleased with the way I felt," Iglesias told to Cuban sports website Hit after beating Nicaraguan Omar Brenes by unanimous decision. Veitia dominated Colombian Gilmar Gonzalez by countering his rival's size and reach advantage with lots of speed, while Savon found in his solid left hooks his most effective weapon against Canadian Brian Cowell. Cuban boxing team has earned 6 passes to the semifinals, and this Monday, featherweight Osvel Caballero will face Colombian Saber Avila, and Damian Arce will do it against Peruvian Isaac Peña. Cuban women's beach volley duo Leila Martinez and Mylene Delis became semifinalists of the tournament after beating Costa Ricans Valeria Valenciano and Marcela Araya in 2 sets, 21-17 and 21-14, of a match that lasted only 33 minutes. "Now the best opponents are incoming, but we are going to give it all we've got," Mylene Delis told reporters. She also commented about Leila Martinez, "I have learned a lot thanks to my partner's experienced help. We have improved so much and we will be looking for the best results in this decisive phase of the competition." On the men's side, Sergio Gonzalez and Luis Enrique Reyes were defeated by Chileans Marcos and Esteban Grimalt in 2 consecutive sets, 13-21 and 16-21. Cuba won a silver medal this Sunday in the 50 meters K4. During the canoeing competition of the Pan Am Games Lima 2019, a competition that is being held on Lake Albufera Medio Mundo in Huacho, about a 4-hour drive from the Peruvian capital. The Cuban kayak foursome, made up by Fidel Vargas, Rainier Carrera, Rainier Mora, and Robert Benitez, finished second with a time of 1 minute and 23 seconds, just 1 second after the Argentinian boat. On the same date of competitions, Flavia Lopez finished 4th with a time of 44.823 seconds in Series 2 of the 200-meter singles kayak, or K1, and earned herself a spot in the semifinals, in a race that was entirely dominated by Mexican Beatriz Briones in 41.993 seconds. The Cuban, Lopez, finished 4th in the semifinals as well by improving her latest time with 43.121 seconds, a time that allows her to take part in the event's finals. Rainier Mora stopped the clock at 38.578 seconds to finish 4th in the men's 200 meters K1, while Ecuadorian Cesar De Cesare recorded 31.983 to win the heat. Later, Mora led the semifinals with 37.516 and advanced to the finals. Mayvihanet Borges finished second with 46.361 seconds behind American Nevin Harrison, and with that result, she qualified directly to the finals of the 200-meter singles canoe, or C1. In the women's K4, Cubans Camila Cuello, Flavia Lopez, Yurielki Montesino, and Yurislady Muñoz finished 7th, while Canada won the gold medal. Sergey Torres and Fernando Dayan, Jorge, won the gold medal in the 2,000 meters double canoe with a time of 3 minutes and 32 seconds. This Monday, all qualified Cubans will be looking for medals as this sport continues its schedule in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games. Cuban lady Laura Moya won a bronze medal this Sunday in the pentathlon of the 18th Pan Am Games Lima 2019. With this result, this 27-year-old Havana native has qualified for Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics in winning Central American, Pan American and Olympic medals in sport. Olympic champion in the Singapore 2010 Youth Olympic Games and Central American and Caribbean Games in Veracruz 2014, Moya gathered a total of 1,327 points in the discipline. That includes fencing, freestyle swimming, equestrian show jumping, and a combined event of pistol shooting and cross-country running. Moya, on the scoreboard, was only behind Mexican Mariana Arceo, gold with 1,392 points, and American Samantha Achterberg, who ended up second with 1,338 points. I am super happy. I thought I was going home with no medals. In the run, I had no stamina left, but I managed to finish and earn myself a spot in next year's Summer Olympics, said Moya to the press after being awarded with her bronze medal. Laina Perez gave Cuban delegation its first gold medal this Saturday in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games, after shattering the Pan American record in the 10 meters air pistol competition and assured a place in the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics. On the same day and modality, 24-year-old Sheila Gonzalez won a bronze medal in her first regional competition. Although she did not shine in the qualifying round, advancing seventh with 561 points, Perez dominated in the finals and with a 237.1 beat Ecuadorian Andrea Perez and her teammate Sheila Gonzalez. Cuban veteran Eglis de la Cruz, in the three positions 50 meters air rifle, held a dramatic battle against American Sarah Beard, who eventually scored half a point more than the Cuban to leave her with a silver medal. De la Cruz broke the Cuban national record for the sport with a score of 454.2. and left American Virginia Thrasher 444 points in third place. On the other side, Jorge Grau established a new Pan American record in the 10 meters air pistol with 237.3 and got, as well as Eglis de la Cruz, a ticket to Tokyo 2020. Grau, who was the Cuban MVP in the Barranquilla 2018 Central American Games with 5 gold medals, won his first Pan American title after finishing second in Toronto 2015. This was Abel Vasquez for the Sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.